is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper in today for Ro as we kick off a hot Friday. And you did some walking this morning, Richard. You're not fazed by this, or maybe you were.
I'm now fazed. I'm officially fazed. Well, this morning, you know, you look at the temperature, at the time it's like 83, 84. So I'm like, I'll walk to all my errands. I'll get the groceries and I'll carry them like weights. You know, like the prisoners do back in the day in Shawshank. They didn't have real weights. They would figure it out. Then I walked over to the bank. Then I walked over to the Sun Times. Then I was a pool, just like a puddle of me at that point. Yeah,
Isn't
that the best idea?
That was ambitious. Well, we're going to talk to Demetrius Ivory, see how hot it's going to get, you know, see what's happening this weekend. Is you're feeling it out there. I just saw the national news, checked in at North Avenue Beach, where a lot of people are flocking. But remember, the beaches aren't exactly cool. You got to get in the water if you want to kind of cool off and really really feel it. But 120 degree temperature swing from our polar vortex days. I know Kim was talking about that in the news, and you just think about that. Where we've come from and where we are today. A lot of people say, hey, we've had hot weather in Chicago before, but we haven't had this in a little while, and so it's
also, it's about a 70-degree swing from about 2 weeks ago. So we don't have to go all the way back to January,
even, right?
I mean, people kept toggling back and forth. Hot, cold, heat, air conditioning. What do I put on now?
Remember early June when we were like, gosh, I wish it would just get hot already.
Yeah, no wonder everyone's getting sick.
Yeah,
all the temperature swings.
Day 18 of my summer cold. This is what I'm dealing with right now. 18 days later.
And now it's extra hard to breathe because of just how humid it is.
It's so funny. I really understand what it's like to have severe allergies now because when you have that congestion in this weather, it was very, very, it's very difficult to breathe. So it's, I'm feeling for you. Sorry about that.
It's gotten so ridiculous. The White Sox are in a coma and they're not even in town. So
are they in any town?
I'm going to talk to Kev about that a little bit later. Maybe you can send a memo. Tell him All-Star break's over.
It's over, guys. Wake up a little bit here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's move it. Ro Khan's on a hunger strike until they win. So they better get it together.
Right.
He's going to waste away.
I'm worried about
real
that,
fast. Yeah. We're worried about Ro, but we're Ro strong, powering through everything. Let's talk about what's coming up on the show here today. We've got Demetrius Ivory checking in on the heat wave that's gripping the area. Tell us what to expect. Lauren's list of events coming up this weekend.
Hey, Kim Gordon presented a new name for it.
What is it?
I don't know if you guys heard that in the crosstalk.
Okay.
Kim?
What's on Tapka for Lapka?
That's pretty great.
I kind of like that. It fits the Ro Khan Show model. Tapka, beer, alcohol.
I vote for that.
What's on Tapka for Lapka? Okay, we're going to go.
I vote for that. I see the novelty t-shirts and beer cozies already.
Right there with my Gator Bob t-shirt.
Exactly.
What's on Tapka?
I like that. It's under consideration.
From
I think it's worthy of a possible official naming of Lauren's segment.
That's number one on the list. Plus, Tapka seems like another family member. We learned yesterday you've got a lot of different names that are awesome, awesome names. What was some of them again, Lauren?
We have the Plebanics.
Plebanics.
Ranicars, the Lapkas.
Ranicars.
Ranicars.
I love that. And with the Chicago, the Ranicars.
You got a 67 Camaro where we're going to take the Plebanics right out, put the Ranicar in there. The thing's going to have 420. It's going to be unbelievable horsepower.
Oh, those are great names.
Kim wins. That's it, Lauren. That's what it's going to be. What's on
Thank you, Kim, for providing that to us.
I can't wait to talk to Lauren about some of these festivals. Too,
I know. Pitchfork is one of my favorites. I know that's coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We got that. We can't wait to talk to you, Richard Roper, about you're reviewing some movies. I know you did Lion King last week.
Right.
And that's the big blockbuster out,
correct,
right?
But there's a lot of things I want to talk about. One that's a legitimate Oscar contender, including a surprise candidate for Best Actress I want to talk to you guys about. Ooh. And then Sword of Trust, you know, that Marc Maron. And I love Marc Maron, but I hate him because Marc Maron is the reason that every single person in America has a podcast because they always go, well, it works for Marc Maron. I'm like, you're not Marc Maron.
He did it.
Because he's the guy with 100 zillion, you know, gets Obama comes to his garage. But Marc Maron's also an actor, you know, in a comic. He's on the series Glow, if people watch that. And he's got a new movie called Sword of Trust. And then I want to talk about this documentary.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I can't wait to talk to you guys, and in particular, and Kim and Lauren about this, because this is not about Me Too. It's about another injustice in Hollywood that is something that really deserves to have a light shined right on it. So
and it seems like a lot of A-listers participated in this.
Everybody in Hollywood participated pretty much.
Without giving me too much, I know you want to review it. Who's behind it, though? Just, I want to hear that one.
Well, actually, Gina Davis, the great actress Gina Davis.
Oh, I love her.
You'll relate to this in particular, too, Anna, because when her daughter was about 7 years old and she really started catching up with everything that was on children's television and in children's movies, she just noticed as a mom how few of the characters were voiced by men. including animated films. Were voiced by women. How many? Almost all of them. Even like, you know, they were all fish in Nemo. Almost all of them, except for Dory.
They're all male fish. What's going on?
So she actually founded an institute to look into this and actually has hit Hollywood hard with cold, hard facts that they can't refute. So
Gina Davis did that. I had no idea.
She's going all Thelma and Louise on this. And
how about that?
Pretty badass.
Is Brad Pitt in it? No, just kidding. He would just be extra.
He's in a movie we're going to talk about next week, though.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Bloody Mary Fest, kind of. What's it called? Let's see. Let me get the name right. The creator of the Eat, Drink, and Bloody Mary, Jason Pyrock, is going to be here for our Carnarvon Wagon today.
Fantastic.
What's better? It is Bloody Mary Fest.
God, I need a Bloody Mary.
From Highwood Bloody Mary Fest. So he's just one of the participants in the Highwood Bloody Mary Fest.
It was a totally different thing in the early 18th century when they had Bloody Mary Fest. The scandalous chapter in Chicago's history that isn't talked about anymore.
I remember slumber parties when we used to do that thing with the Bloody Mary thing.
Oh, yeah.
Scare everybody, freak
sort
each other
like
out.
Sort of like Candyman.
Right. Yeah. Right. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
And then what else we have? A top five at five you won't believe. Plus giveaways every single hour. While we're on the air until 5:30 today, shorter show today, we have Blackhawks convention passes we're giving away during the top five at five.
That's just right around the corner.
I know. Can you believe that?
I know. Like we were just there.
Cannot wait. We're all going to be out there broadcasting live. It's going to be a ton of fun.
A week from today, right?
Yeah.
Is it that it is?
I've actually drawn up some lines for Rocky and Scotty and everybody, so I'll be showing those to them at the convention. Is that okay?
What do you think about these, Stan?
Just a couple ideas here. Yeah.
Coach, pull up a seat, Coach. I've got some X's and O's for you. I think this could work next season.
I got my sure shot hockey game from when I was a kid. I'm going to map out some plays for him.
My nephew already called me. Hey, do you think I could get some tickets?
Oh, that's the annual call you get.
Once every year he calls me. He's like, hey. Remember me?
We know a guy.
Did I tell you my favorite aunt?
Yeah, you know, I just love you, Aunt Anna.
I haven't told you since last time.
I have a lot of aunts, but you really are my favorite.
Auntie, that face app doesn't even work on you because you're always going to be young and beautiful.
Thank you. That works. Keep it going. Keep it coming, Lars, because you'll be going to the Blackhawks convention with me if you keep saying what you're saying.
Nice.
So that's all coming up. But let's take a break here because we're going to talk to Demetrius Ivory on the other end here about the weather and the heat wave. And he has some things to say about it. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon, find out what's coming up bottom of the hour in the WGN Radio News.
Anna, actor Jesse Smollett's attorneys arguing today there's no need for a special prosecutor in his case.
We're going to get to Demetrius Ivory in just a minute here, but the president just tweeted about Kanye West 19 minutes ago. Here it is. Just spoke to Kanye West about his friend A$AP Rocky's incarceration. Did I say his name right? I will be calling the very talented Prime Minister of Sweden to see what we can do about helping him. So many people would like to see this quickly resolved.
Oh, thank God. High priority stuff.
Here we go.
You can't make it up.
You really can't.
That's our president.
I did a spit take when I saw that about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's happening. While Iran is seizing oil tankers. They've got that going on. But the president's also
A$AP Rocky's.
Also trying to get Flavor Fave, another reality gig. It's been too long.
We haven't seen him in a while. All right, but we haven't seen Demetrius Ivory in a while, and he is the man of the hour. So let me bring his microphone up so we can hear more about the heat situation. Demetrius?
You don't want to hear this. All right. Now, today I'm going to say kind of dodged the bullet. Our current temperature is 91 degrees at O'Hare. We have seen temperatures which have been, of course, warmer than normal. Yesterday, though, those thunderstorms kept us from warming up, you know, I'd say as much. 87 degrees was the high because we had thunderstorms and cloud cover in the morning. Cloud cover today also higher clouds earlier, now more cumulus clouds. We're only at 91 degrees. I mean, you know, if you kind of did the math, there was a potential for us to be in the 101 degree
range
for today.
So, Demetrius, you're going with the, look, stop complaining. It could be a lot worse, babies, approach, which I like. I think that's a good Chicago
thing. Toughen up.
Could have been worse, right?
I think so. Although we always get, no matter what, you know, we could say it's minus 200 degrees here in Chicago. We always get the guy who says, oh, it's Chicago. Come on. But I will say this. We're really kind of just below the warning levels right now in terms of temperatures. 91 is extremely warm, especially when your heat index is 107, 110.
Explain that to us, Demetrius, the heat index versus the temperature.
So the heat index, and I just talked with my son about this yesterday, because he said, why don't you guys just show the feels-like temperature? Mm-hmm. The thing about the feels-like temperature is, if you're standing in your backyard, it's going to feel different than if you're standing in your driveway. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that we can really kind of measure. It all depends upon where you are. But the heat index is when we factor in the humidity to what it feels like in the shade, and obviously not around pavement. So it would take that same temperature that's at the airport, factor in humidity, and this is what it really feels like to a person.
Okay. And you said that was your son that asked you that question?
How old's your son?
Did you take away his iPad and tell him to go to his room?
I tell him they embarrass me
Weisenheimer.
All the time. Sometimes it'll be a winter storm out there and they're wearing shorts to school. I'm like, kid,
no.
you're embarrassing me.
They dress themselves? Is that what phase they're in right now? And they're not quite prepared for that yet?
Yeah, they're not prepared. Or they come in drenched with no umbrella and I'm like, come on, man.
Wait,
you're making me look bad.
Demetrius, they're how old, your kids?
14, 12, or 11. Sorry, 14, 11.
I feel like well, we're going to erase that part from the tape. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't
14,
worry. It's not
11,
live.
3 and 3.
Wow.
So,
gosh, that's great.
My heat index just went up to 120 just thinking about the ivory home. And let me ask you this, Demetrius. I saw a report out of New York that they canceled the triathlon, the New York City triathlon, I think, this weekend
because of the heat. Which is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, we're not quite to that point, though, where we should be looking at canceling outdoor events like that.
Well, it's like tomorrow we have the rock and roll. I believe it's 10K or 5K.
Oh, boy.
All across the country. The folks who run these rock and roll races, they know. I mean, weather cancels a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sunday's the half marathon, so I think they should be okay there. Probably going to be rainy there. But in terms of an athlete, when you're running through pavement, you know, in New York, I mean, now we're given temperature. It's 91 degrees at the airport in a field. I bet you on the street it's 100, 105 in the sun right now. So you're talking about running in potentially 105, 110, 115 degree temperatures in New York City for a triathlon. And also those are folks who are typically kind of at the very end of their athletic spectrum, if you know what I mean. They're pushing themselves.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. I've never ventured to do one of those things. I saw you tweet today, Richard, that the e-scooters are even... wilting.
They're wilting in the heat. I was in Logan
Square. They're on their sides, and they're just kind of falling down. Even they're feeling it.
The scooters can't take it. You know, people are just throwing them down and running into the nearest bank lobby.
There's air conditioning right there.
I'll
get in the Dunkin' Donuts.
Letting their ATM or whatever debit card just tick out.
Let's go. I saw, actually something pretty powerful. Lurie Children's Hospital. You guys, I think, had on your morning news where they show, just a little reminder, because we haven't seen these temperatures in a while, where they put a thermometer inside a locked car with the windows up. And so quickly, within just a matter of minutes, the temperature of the thermometer went to 119. So they're reminding us, even if you're running into the ATM, you're running into the bank or get your iced coffee at Dunkin' Donuts or wherever you go, can't leave the kids in the car.
You can't leave
the dogs in the car. Yeah.
We said this on air, and I was trying to think, is there any, really aren't that many good opportunities to leave the kids in the car.
No, there aren't.
So this would be, this would be worse.
This would be worse.
As you mentioned, the temperature can go up. I believe it was 30 degrees in 20 minutes.
That's right.
So, you're going from 90 to 120 in less than a half hour.
Yeah, and anybody, as you guys mentioned, obviously children, but also dogs. If I go by your car and there's a dog in your locked car, I carry a small pickaxe with me. I will smash the windows. I will take that dog. I will rename that dog and have the chip removed. You will never see that dog again. So I am the dog avenger.
I like that. If the dog bites you still sue the owner.
No problem. I am the dog knight.
Right.
Just so people know.
I like that plan. I think we should all run across the city and be part of Richard's kind of, avenger group for the dogs. Well, tell us about what's to come then, Demetrius. What are we going to look at the next couple days and when does the relief arrive for
us? So tomorrow is the last round for this heat wave. We'll see high temperatures back into the upper 90s. Again, the heat index is going to be near the 110. So it's going to be, about 105 to 111. That's what it's going to feel like in the shade. And that excessive heat warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. tomorrow. Here's the deal, though. After that, Saturday, probably evening, thunderstorms come our way. Maybe strong, maybe severe. Whenever you're moving out something that is this hot and this moist, and you're pressing it away, you're going to have some type of violence in terms of powerful thunderstorms. So maybe some strong thunderstorms Saturday evening. Then temperatures drop swiftly. Sunday, I got a high temperature actually around midnight, so going into Sunday.
Okay.
Probably in the mid-80s, but during much of the day Sunday, we're going to be in the 70s.
Nice.
Yeah, which will be nice. Monday, Tuesday, the low 70s, back into the 80s, but sunshine. So after tomorrow... Okay. This heat wave is done.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. That's not a bad stretch. All right. Anything else we need to know, Demetrius?
Well, I need to know. If it's Saturday night, midnight, am I supposed to say Saturday midnight or Sunday?
Saturday midnight. You said, that was the correct way of saying Saturday midnight.
You.
Then yeah. Sunday, 12 1.
But ask your son, because he's got the answer.
It's true. I argue with myself on TV all the time, because Saturday midnight is actually tonight midnight, isn't it?
Yeah, which one is it? 12 p.m., 12 a.m. All right, we
Somebody
got it.
Somebody help me out there.
Demetrius, always good to talk to you. Have a good weekend.
Always good. Hey, stay cool, guys.
Thank you, my
too.
Friend.
Thank you. We're going to check in. Speaking of cool, we're going to check in with Kim Gordon.
There you go.
Get her news in 2 minutes, so stay with us here on WGN. It's the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is in the house today as Ro is off today. Lauren Lapka here in studio with us as she is presenting the things, all the fun and exciting things to do this weekend. Used to be called Lauren's List, but we're kind of liking Kim Gordon's idea of the...
What's on Tapka from Lapka?
Yeah, working title, working
wow,
intro
so
music
efficient.
Or intro...
We'll put together some stuff.
It's, the, it's a work in progress.
Production wizards.
We're almost there. But Lauren, a lot going on this weekend, and I couldn't help but notice there actually is a half marathon plan.
I know.
Ooh,
so that's
yikes.
That's one interesting thing, especially since already a lot of these outdoor festivals are going to be maybe a bit unbearable with the heat, but especially the rock and roll races that are going on throughout the weekend.
Right.
So it's kind of a mix of things throughout the weekend. So they have a health and fitness expo Friday and Saturday at McCormick Place, but the races really kick off tomorrow. So the 5K is tomorrow morning at 7:30, but there is a 10K and half marathon Sunday, thankfully at 6:30 a.m. So what, only like 85 degrees at that
right.
time of day?
We just heard Demetrius Ivory, Sunday at midnight, we start seeing the temperatures.
Yeah, he said the highest
down.
Temperature Sunday will be like at 1 o'clock Sunday morning, at least. It'll be going in the right direction.
So,
it might be
80s.
Okay. It
so
might
that's
be okay.
not nearly as bad. Bad,
no, and if you're doing a half marathon, I kind of think you know what you're doing.
They're
right?
all out
right.
there running and training all week. Today,
right.
they're out there running.
And I'm sure they'll be prepared with a lot of water and maybe even some people. You know how people are on the sidelines really cheering
yeah.
you on?
Yeah.
Maybe squirt bottles, just like squirting people down as they run
I usually
by.
Do like sort of Jello shots and a hot toddy.
Jello
I hand
shots.
It
That's
to
how
the
you
runners.
Prepare?
Yeah, no, for the runners. I give that to the runners
oh.
as I go by.
Oh, good. Like, pass that out to them.
Rethink that.
Hey, yeah. if they want to stick with it and they want to do it, more power to them. I mean, I won't even just step outside to walk around a festival this weekend.
Yeah, ooh, gosh, people. You know, it's
well,
like
no.
somebody you've never... No, I'm serious. Like somebody you never met in your life and you rub elbows with them and
oh,
it's
yeah.
like it's kind of that sliding thing, like slip and slide.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So the Pitchfork Music Festival,
yes.
you briefly mentioned this earlier,
mm-hmm.
Anna. A huge event that's going on this weekend.
I love that, but Union Park does not have a ton of shade.
No, and there's over like 60,000 people expected to be there. Mm. So a lot of rubbing up against each other outside while you're listening to over 40 bands. So it's,
what are some of the highlights from the bands there? Isn't Mavis Staples going to be there?
I believe they're going to be there. Haim, if you know Haim, mm-hmm. they're going to be there. There were, I'm going to be honest, a lot of the names I didn't necessarily know.
Yeah,
the Isley Brothers, I think I saw. There's
the
a lot of
yeah.
a lot
the
of more unique, you know, alternative kind of bands. So if you're a fan of that kind of, band,
some of those people don't even know which band they're in. They have to look. Hey, which
yeah,
band are we in this week? Did we break up or we? No, we're back together. We're playing Pitchfork. So don't.
So
don't
but great music.
Up.
Oh,
always
great
is.
Music. Great music
and a great,
great
vibe
time.
There. You
yeah,
get
it's very like, relaxed. It doesn't have quite the.
Yeah.
We've got to make this the best night ever. Feel that you get at Lala sometimes. Or the,
yeah, you don't have to have right. a $1,500 wristband.
No,
every time.
No, you don't.
So.
What is it?
They are priced from like $95 to $400, depending on which days.
No problem.
Which days
That's
you want to go.
That's 3 days for $400.
Right. How many days, VIP, all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so,
I see. Okay.
It's not too bad, especially for what you're getting in terms of the bands and 50 vendors and all kinds of stuff. So a lot of fun, a good time. That's probably going to be one of the more popular events going on this weekend. But other than that, there's also the Sheffield Street Festival. So between this, there's like a garden walk, there's a music festival, there's an art festival. It's kind of, they like broke it down, but it's all really all together at the same time.
The garden walk.
This is a bona fide festival. This goes on all weekend.
The Sheffield Garden Walk, I always feel there's a lot of judging going on there. Like,
oh,
what a lovely garden.
Oh, that flower doesn't
really
look so great.
You decided to do geraniums there?
Exactly.
Really? Oh. Okay, but judgy.
But there are some amazing gardens to walk. Oh,
to they're beautiful.
I always ask. Now is the bathroom for second door to the left? Sorry, this is just a garden walk.
Yeah, you don't go on the garden walk just to like relieve yourself.
Check
and
out.
They don't allow that.
It's a self-guided tour, so it's not like
that's
you have to
nice.
Be you know pushed and prodded to go look at a certain bush
like
you don't want to really want to look at or anything like
right.
that.
Right, it doesn't get
some of these
yeah.
tour guides
or you don't even have to go on
it,
the garden walk. You know,
have you done it, Lauren?
I haven't. I haven't, and I used to live right over there, so I don't know why I didn't. but maybe I'll put that on the bucket list. Maybe for, you know, next year when it's
nice,
not 1,000 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But along with that, there's also BenFest this weekend. That's over on Irving Park and Levitt and North Center. That also goes on all weekend. Kind of the same idea of live entertainment, vendors, food. This one is only just a suggested donation, so some of those are a little bit more fun.
What's the suggested donation?
$5.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad. Not too bad. And Taste of River North, so I thought we got through all the taste festivals, but apparently not. Mm. River North, actually, they're probably smart in making theirs one of the only taste festivals going on this weekend.
Yeah, pick your spot.
Yeah, so that's around Ward Park, again, all weekend, starting tonight at 5. Also, music, entertainment, assortment of food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a few things that are different, you know, not your normal festival or anything like that. Tomorrow is the Disability Pride Parade. Oh. I didn't know if you guys have heard of this before. I didn't know about this either. As you can assume, it is about people that have disabilities or, you know, amputees, all kinds of things like that. It's their own parade to show that they are proud to be who they are, even though they're different. We're all the same deep down inside.
Where is that one, Lauren?
So this is going to be marching through the loop on Dearborn.
Oh,
and this is actually the 16th annual.
How about that?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I wish I would have known about this. I didn't know beforehand, but they're definitely already sending out warnings that, you know, hey, if you can't be there because of the weather, we understand.
Absolutely.
Definitely bring plenty of water. It is completely free. You don't even have to have a disability to participate. You know, this
just
is just
support.
All about support
the cause.
And pride.
Love it.
That's and all
awesome.
Things like that. Great. So that starts at 11 a.m. if you're interested in doing something like that.
On Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Ah. Tomorrow. And another interesting thing happening tomorrow, I would love to go to, again, if it wasn't so hot, is the Chalk Art Festival. So, you know, art, chalk art, like 3D chalk art, sometimes it makes it look like you're about to fall into a giant hole, things like that.
Exactly,
so it's all kinds of stuff like that. They also have 2D art, but it's a bunch of chalk artists putting on display their pieces around Howard Street. And so you can walk around and look at the different pieces and just kind of
that's cool.
Enjoy the art while listening to live music or getting some food and drinks, completely free. But this is over near Rogers Park. It's going to be on Howard between Ashland and Paulina.
Remember they had that amazing piece of chalk art a couple of years ago in the plaza right outside the old Tribune Tower, and people were actually skirting around it and taking, you know, because it really looked like a pool.
Like you could fall.
It looked like you could fall into the water. The artistry is pretty cool.
If you go to the website, they actually have a list of the different artists that will be there and some of the pieces that they've done. It just blows my mind.
It's mind-boggling.
That's on a website. Can you imagine seeing it in person?
Yeah,
well, amazing. What they can do with chalk is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. These kind of temporary works of art. And that, like you say, they can do mountains and valleys and make you feel as if you're walking on different types of terrain. It's pretty spectacular.
It really makes me feel bad about my skills as a child on the driveway.
I can work with chalk.
You're a good hopscotcher.
Yeah. Well, maybe sometimes, you know, that one time I broke an ankle. No, that didn't happen. I did not do that.
I believe any injury story you tell.
Another huge festival that's going to be going on tomorrow and Sunday is the Chicago Craft Beer Festival. So right up our alley for this show.
Oh, the craft beer?
Yes. Let me see if I have this straight. Are you saying that in Chicago, one can get a craft beer?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible? Is that something?
Like
is that a thing?
Bunch of different ones together
what, is
in
that
one
a
place?
Thing? Wait a minute.
I promise this is not fake news.
Okay.
This is real.
That's amazing.
No one's going to go to that.
I didn't know anything about it.
Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 10, pretty much 70 specialty beers to try, even though we have like 4,000 plus microbreweries just in Illinois.
Is that right? 4,000 microbreweries.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're really booming in the
beer
business.
Out of those 4,000 plus microbreweries, 3,500 are run by guys with really long beards.
Yeah, that does seem to be a popular thing. But there are different ways.
Pitchers.
There are different ways that you can kind of buy your drink tickets or you know, things to participate in the tastings. And that's over on Lincoln between Addison and Roscoe for Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And another fun thing to keep in mind for Saturday and Sunday is the Chicago Animal Care and Control Camp. And this is a special camp that the department is putting on where you can actually get adoption fees waived for all pets 6 months and older and for bonded pairs. So, you know, two dogs or two cats
that need to be adopted together. I love that they do that because how great is that to keep them sort of happy with the dog they grew up with or whatever. I'm so happy you mentioned that because we had those folks in here with Frank, Crocodile Frank, Alligator Frank, you know, the guy who got the alligator out of the Humboldt Park Lagoon, and they were here and they were trying to promote it. We we didn't have time. So they were saying that this is a great opportunity to waive those fees, and we have a they're doing a great job with adoptions there at Animal Care Control and putting out the word.
Nice.
They've got awesome dogs, awesome cats that are ready to be, you know, ready to be adopted.
Yeah.
And it's worth going over and looking if your family's ready to do that.
Yeah,
or
it's at the city shelter, which means air conditioning. So you can actually
That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
Yeah, and you know what? With it being the middle of the summer, now's the perfect time to add, you know, a furry friend to your family. You know, you can start going to all these festivals and things like that with somebody. You know, someone like me who doesn't have any friends to go. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Please.
Lauren has a hard time finding people to go with her places.
Yeah, that's the story she throws
out
there.
That's right. That's where to go with. You can borrow my little golden
All I know is she's got an auto reply. Sorry, I'm busy that day. I didn't even ask you what day yet.
We didn't even put out a day. Yeah. Packed schedule.
I just like to make people feel bad so that they ask me to things.
There you go. It's working.
No, but of course, so many things to go, kind of going on this weekend, aside from what I mentioned, like the Kane County Fair. There's the Tacos y Tamales Festival.
Oh, where's that Columbia one?
That is in Pilsen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
There's also the Colombian Festival, Ben Fest. I think I briefly mentioned the Taste of Korea Chicago Festival, the Chinatown Summer Fair, Plainfield Fest. Oh, my goodness.
Taste of Korea, is that near Lawrence Avenue, or where is that one?
Let me take a look at this one.
Because I would be interested in going to that one.
I'll have to scroll up and give that to you in a second, because that's a
Korean
Facebook event.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That'll be a little bit trickier.
We were talking to Maria Pappas, the city treasurer, yesterday, and she said, out of the number of languages that her website is translated to, 100,000 people go and log in and look for the Polish translation.
Wow.
But that number three on the list was Korean.
No kidding.
In terms of the number.
Oh, it's in Skokie.
Skokie. Okay.
Yes.
Head over there.
Of course,
you can head in any direction, and you're going to run into something.
Festival.
So many things. So if you really want to check out the list, you can go to WGNradio.com. We have my recent post for things going on throughout the weekend. We have the full list in the text portion, also in the video. I kind of break down some of the bigger ones and closures for those kind of things. So you could check it out there.
Soon we will have animation of a little cartoon Lauren with a bunch of taps in front of her, listing different festivals and stuff, and she'll be tapping them.
Idea.
Tapka for Lapka.
Yeah, is that the new name we're going to stick with, you think?
I'll have the animation team get right on that.
Right.
They're working on the next Simpsons episode, but they'll get to that right
after that. We should get a nice little list going, and then I'll take it to the polls, and then whichever one comes out on top will be the winner and reigning champ, because I think we do need to officially find a name for this.
Yeah, if you're listening, please let us know if you have another suggested idea. We do have 815 Lauren Lapka's list of lively levities.
That's why we're not using that one, because of
all
that.
Yeah, sorry,
John. It's a mouthful.
Nope.
But thank you.
Alliteration is nice, but sometimes it's a mouthful.
Sometimes it's
a
little too much.
Chance the Scheduler. Oh, no, we're not doing any more chance names. No, we're not doing that.
That's out, too.
No.
All right, good stuff to check out. Great list, Lauren, as always.
Thanks, Lauren. Thank you.
So we're going to check in right now with Kim Gordon, find out what's coming up top of the hour in the WGN News. And don't forget that we also are going to have giveaways every hour, so there's one coming up.
The guy with the plan to storm Area 51 kind of rethinking that idea.
Happy Friday. It's the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeVlantes. Richard Roper in studio this Friday as Ro's taking the day off. Call number 19 right now. Pair of tickets to see Dave Koz and friends, Summer Horns, Friday, July 26th. So next Friday, 1 week from today, 9 p.m. Eastern at Eastern, so 8 p.m. Silver Creek Event Center at Four Winds Casino. Oh, I guess, okay, Four Winds is the Eastern time zone. That's right. That's over by Darren, Michigan. that's it right now. Call number 19, 312-981-7200. You win a pair of tickets to see jazz saxophonist Dave Koz and his friend Summer Horns next Friday, July 26th at 9 p.m. Silver Creek Event Center, Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. You can also get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Good luck.
Got to watch that time change. It's tricky. I left a relationship by the side of the road once because I kept being an hour late.
I'll meet you there.
I'll be right there. No, I'd be like, I left at 3, and they're like, it's 6 now. And
yeah,
I'm like,
darn it.
Yeah,
turn around. And it's right there. It's like, you know, exit 1, and suddenly you're in Michigan, and the time changes. It's
crazy.
Hard to keep track of stuff over there. But we're keeping track of ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you don't know much about ASAP Rocky, but the president is tweeting about him, saying that Kanye West has told him that he's being unfairly kept in Sweden. Swedish judge just has ordered him to stay in jail for another week. You say there was some kind of street fight going on.
Big street fight. Although, listen, if he shouldn't be held, he shouldn't be held. But this isn't quite the American in, you know, North Korea or the journalists in Russia. It's like, you know, ASAP Rocky got in a fight in the, on the street in Sweden. So, again, if he shouldn't be held, let's get him home. But, you
right.
know,
let's
he's being held in Sweden.
We have faith that maybe think he'll go through the judicial process there. And if he isn't guilty of anything, then maybe he'll be released.
With like a nice little balcony. You know.
Well,
send him home.
So. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now involved. So,
oh, good.
Let's
concentrate our efforts.
Big dogs
right there.
This is, we heard that Iran seized another oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. As we all know, that's going on. There might be two, potentially three, within the last 48 hours, oil tankers have been seized by Iran. So that's going on, but ASAP Rocky also high on the
I have a question.
West. Yeah.
Who is ASAP Rocky?
If
he's
you
the guy
know.
That's being held in Sweden
right
now.
Right. Yeah. But, so, yeah.
And he's got one song, Wild
you know him?
For the Night.
So Wild Lauren knows the song.
Night. Okay.
All right, Lauren, you've
I'll
got the most
shot.
Information on this one.
He's got one of those tricky names, too, like Kesha.
Right. You're
and
not
the
sure.
movie 7, where they put the 7 in the middle of the movie, and I had to type it every time. I know, but I had to keep typing 7, and finally David Fincher said, don't do that, just call it 7.
How but impressed ASAP are you Rocky. That the president actually used the dollar sign for the S in ASAP?
Yeah, he's so hip.
Well, he
Kanye must
sign.
Be standing right next to him. This is how you do it.
Use just the dollar sign.
Caps lock, caps lock.
Oh, wait. The president was speaking about ASAP Rocky after just before his tweet where he said, I just spoke to Kanye about friend ASAP, and I will be calling the very talented Prime Minister of Sweden to see what we can do.
I love when he calls like politicians and like scientists very talented, like they're on. In fact, this sounds like a redo of Celebrity Apprentice. I've been talking to Kanye about ASAP Rocky.
I've got Kanye on the phone, but right now we have the president on the phone. So here, not the phone, but
that'd be great. Well, I have a few questions.
We got a little clip here, audio clip from the president.
I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky. Actually, the one who knew about ASAP Rocky was our first lady, right? And she was telling me about, can you help ASAP Rocky? Do you want to give a little statement on that? If you don't mind.
Well, we're working with State Department, and we hope to get him home soon.
It's the best imitation of the First Lady I've ever heard.
So that's happening.
I would love to hear her sing one of his songs.
Oh, my God. I bet you if you told him that his partner, ASAP Bullwinkle, is also missing, he would go for it. ASAP Rocky, ASAP Bullwinkle, ASAP Apollo Creed.
Kim Kardashian's also on it. So Melania, according to TMZ, pushed the president to take notice of this. And so we'll let you know if he is freed. Free ASAP.
Big ceremony in the White House planned for next week at some point when he's back.
We've got some very important news. Speaking of Kim Gordon, coming up in 2 minutes right here on WGN Radio. It's The Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, and Richard Roper is here with us this Hello. Friday. Another entry into the naming contest for Lauren's list of weekend events.
Mm-hmm.
Live in La Vida Lapka.
Wow.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one's a contender, don't you think? Lapka.
That might be another segment she'll do another time.
Yeah, that could be a different segment. There's something there. Let's keep that one on
That's
hold.
That's a good one, though.
But the What's on Tapka from Lapka, Kim Gordon's suggestion, still leading the pack.
That's the winner.
In our power rankings, that's number one currently.
totally up there.
Okay.
Also, just pointing out, a couple hours ago, a male with no clothes jumped off the bridge into the Chicago River.
It's hot out there. What do you
expect? Ed Dearborn. Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Can't blame him, you know?
But that's what he did. And that's not the way to stay cool, people.
Unrelated news, Ben Bradley has not been seen for 90 minutes. So.
I can actually see.
People do crazy things.
People looking into that.
Crazy things to stay cool. So don't resort to that. But let's talk to Richard Roper because you're here. And I know you already reviewed The Lion King for us. That's in theaters.
Yeah, and you know, I know it's getting mixed reviews. And people keep asking me, like, well, is it better than the animated version? I'm like, is the book better than the movie? It's like, you know, it's a different thing. It's a different animal, so to speak. And it's not going to do anything to your memories if you saw it when the 1994 version when it first came out, or if you've fallen in love with it since then. It's different. Some people are kind of turned off by the live action CGI photoreal technique. I think it looks amazing, and it's basically the same story. They were smart enough to say they didn't change the Lion King drastically. I think it looks beautiful on the big screen. You're looking to get out of the hot weather and see a great movie, a great story, beautiful visuals, amazing voice cast, including James Earl Jones, the only returning cast member from the original.
Oh.
That was Mufasa.
Go to. I love her. James Earl Jones.
And Donald Glover and somebody named Beyonce Knowles Carter, who hasn't done a lot of acting, but has done some roles here and there. So she's getting a break here, too.
She was in Austin Powers, one of her first roles.
Yes, she was. Trying to get her a little exposure.
So, oh, you know, good.
Get that career. Jumpstart that career for her.
See if things go well for her. But that, so what did you give that one in terms of?
3.5 stars for The Lion King.
Yeah, take the whole family. It's one of those everybody can go kind
little
of things.
Simba. Oh, my gosh. Too cute.
Really? Oh, gee. But the three new ones that you want to review. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with This Changes Everything, which is a documentary out in theaters now. You'll be able to get it on demand, fairly soon as well. And, you know, when people hear that, oh, This Changes Everything, and they hear all these actresses and producers talking about Hollywood, they might think this is another look at Me Too. And while it touches on that, it's actually about something that also deserves a lot of attention. And that is the overwhelming gap in gender equity when it comes to hiring in Hollywood, not just on screen, but behind the camera. Production jobs. And what's really cool about this, Gina Davis, the actress, the Academy Award winning actress who burst on the scene. Remember, she was in Tootsie. That was and as she points out, her first movie role ever was in her underwear as Dustin Hoffman came in, impersonating a woman, and she had to be in her underwear for the whole scene. So Gina Davis is the founder of the Gina Davis Institute, which really does a lot of great work in pointing out some of the glaring deficiencies. And actually has done a lot of homework and research that other people should have been doing about the lack of jobs and the lack of on-screen and even animated roles for women. Hard data, including the fact, oddly, we I think most people know, we need more women behind the camera. We need more women in front of the camera, especially in lead roles. But shockingly, even in animated films and on children's television shows, men outnumber women in terms of male to female characters about 3-1. Whether you're watching a Saturday morning show with your kid or something on home video that you're calling up, something that's streaming, or even a lot of the movies. And a lot of Hollywood has been listening to that. We got a clip here where Gina Davis talks a little bit about, well, of course, she was in Thelma and Louise, which was a breakthrough film.
Oh, yeah.
And that the title of this film is ironic because people keep saying, well, this is going to change everything. Thelma and Louise is going to change everything. Hidden Figures is going to change everything.
Yeah, you do hear that.
Wonder Woman was directed
point.
By a woman. This is going to change everything. And as they point out again and again in this movie, it usually changes nothing.
Nothing.
So here's Gina Davis in This Changes Everything.
Of all the movies I did, Thelma Louise changed the course of my life.
Well, darling, look out, because my hair is coming down.
All right.
All of us were stunned the movie had the kind of impact that it did.
Ah, you are disturbed. Yeah, I believe I am.
The reaction that it got from women, it was completely different.
You gonna apologize or what?
They'd say things like, my friend and I acted out your trip. And I'd be like, what part?
When they blow up that truck, it's just like, oh, you get such a rush.
There was something, I think, freeing in every woman that watched it.
It showed me like, wow, you can have power as a woman and not have to be in completely of service and submitting 1,000%.
My husband wasn't sweet to me. Look how I turned out.
So the usual...
Love that you hear Tiffany Haddish is one of the voices you hear in there. And she's got another great quote later on saying that when she was growing up, the show that actually inspired her, believe it or not, was Dynasty because Diane Carroll showed up on Dynasty. And she said, that was the first time I saw a black female character who wasn't the maid or the single mother. And she had just as many diamonds as Joan Collins. And then she slapped Joan Collins in the face. Ooh. And Tiffany was like, But it really brings up that point, too, that if you were growing up until recently, and it has gotten a lot better, but if you were growing up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, if you were a woman or a man or woman of color, a little child, you saw very few people who looked like you on the big screen. That's why Black Panther was considered, and rightfully so, such a breakthrough film because superheroes, the superhero was always the white male. Now we got Captain Marvel, we have Wonder Woman. And one of the things I love about this film, too, Anne, is that you hear from even some of the top actors who have had great success talking about how A-listers
like Meryl Streep,
how they've been treated, on their way up. And Ellen Pompeo, Grey's Anatomy, which has been on for like 14 years now, right?
It is,
Shonda Rhimes has become, the number one showrunner, as they say in Hollywood. But when they were pitching that show, and Ellen Pompeo talks about this and a couple of the creators, to rooms filled with men, and they said, the show's called Grey's Anatomy, and it's going to star Ellen Pompeo. These men kept saying, okay, but who's going to be the star of the show? What guy is it going to be about?
Like, who's the George Clooney?
They were like, well, okay, she's going to be in it. We get it. But who's going to be the lead here? Again and again. And when the show got accepted,
like, what, to the 2000s,
14 years ago, yeah. And there were some executives who just laughed at the idea. This has now become one of the most successful shows in the history of television. Yeah. It's made more than $1 billion for everybody involved.
Well, so, you've heard a lot of actresses lament over the years, saying, "I'm always playing the girlfriend or the meaningless role, and then when I'm 30, suddenly I'm a mom."
Yes,
while the men still be the adventure action heroes into their 40s and sometimes 50s.
Yeah, Sienna Miller, who was playing the lead. Sienna Miller is playing the lead, actor, romantic role, is playing a grandmother in a movie that's out this year because she's 36, you know, and these things happen. So the movie is called This Changes Everything. Some of the most amazing stats are, when we talk about female directors, there are still very, very few. We talk about on screen in the movies, 3 out of every 4 major speaking roles go to men. That is the exact same statistic as it was in 1946.
How about that?
When Humphrey Bogart and everybody else was acting. So nothing has really changed. That's what changed. That's why I think this film is valuable, because it really crunches a lot of numbers.
It's data-driven.
Got a long way to go here.
It isn't opinion or experience necessarily entirely. It's based on the Gina Davis Institute tracks these kinds of things for years.
And is behind this film. And, when Patty Jenkins got Wonder Woman, there was a lot of talk about how, no woman had ever been given a movie with that big of a budget. And it's pointed out here that all of the men who, the first time they directed Marvel movies, none of them had done movies that big either. Because until you do one of those, now, of course, Jon Favreau does it. Well, of course he's done 5 previous ones. Yeah. But when he was given it, nobody said, "I can't believe we're giving a $150 million budget to a guy." So a very, very strong film. This Changes Everything. Playing at the Siskel Center right now, and then it'll be available on home video. 3.5 stars for This
great.
Changes Everything.
Want to see that. So Gina Davis is in it. Meryl Streep is in it. Tiffany Haddish. It sounds like a number of big names that we'll know.
Everybody. Just about everybody.
Telling their experiences. Okay, I'm going to see that one. Can we break here, and then we're coming to come back, and you have 2 others, right, Rich?
And this is the really cool thing. Both of the movies we're about to talk about were directed by women. So there
Get
you go.
Out.
We've got some exceptions to prove the rule.
All right. Well, that's coming up here. But first, let's check in with Kim Gordon and see what's happening at the bottom of the hour in the news.
As tensions rise, President Trump says Iran is nothing but trouble.
We just talked about This Changes Everything, the documentary about gender inequality in Hollywood, and you said 3.5 stars for
Yes.
Lion King also 3.5 stars. That's out in theaters already.
All good stuff.
And where do we want to go next?
Let's talk about The Farewell. And this is one of those things where, people come up to me all the time and they're like, first of all, don't come up to me. I don't want to talk to anybody. just kidding.
People love when people say,
"Oh, is anything good out there? I don't want to watch the big movies. What about they don't make them like they used to." Well, they actually do. And the other thing people often say is, "Well, that sounds sad." And I'm like, sometimes some of the greatest movies have some sadness in them, but, great art inspires you. And that's the case with The Farewell. So here's the setup for this movie called The Farewell. Awkwafina, who Trump will soon be tweeting about, I'm sure, because he's getting everybody on his radar. But if people might, if you saw Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina, she's a rapper, singer, actress. She was the scene-stealing best friend in Crazy Rich Asians. She's in really funny commercials, bigger than life personality. But in this movie, she really delivers a pure acting performance that is actually one of the best performances of the year.
Wow!
She plays an Asian American who's living in New York. Her parents moved to New York City from China when she was a little girl. So she's always kind of felt a little bit torn between two worlds. Now she finds out that her nene, or grandmother, is dying, has stage 4 cancer, and the whole family's going to reunite in her home village in China. But their cultural belief is that you do not tell someone when they're dying. You, as a family, shoulder the burden for her because there's nothing she can do about it anyway. But she comes from American culture that says, no, that's wrong to do that. So here's a little montage. That's what they're talking about in this clip.
What's wrong, Dad? Please tell me.
My nan is dying.
She doesn't know, so you can't say anything. The family thinks it's better not to tell her.
Why is that better?
Chinese people have saying, when people get cancer, they die.
Shouldn't we tell her? Isn't it wrong to lie?
It's a good lie. Most families in China would choose not to tell her.
She's dying. Can you be a little more sensitive?
What do you want from me? To scream and cry like you?
Wow.
Heavy stuff, but also really, really, really funny stuff in here. And a lot of it is cultural things that some of us probably don't know about, for example, sometimes in China, because family members are kind of closed off and reserved, they'll hire professional mourners for funerals who will scream and cry. They go to visit the grandfather's grave, and everybody, and some people do this here as well. They bring a lot of the grandpa's favorite things to the grave, but like favorite foods, but then get in a big argument about whether or not they should hand him a cigarette because he supposedly quit smoking. And finally, the granddaughter's like, you know, he's dead. They're like, yeah, but he still shouldn't be smoking. So really funny. Really smart, based on Lulu Wang, the writer director, based on a true story from her life about her grandmother, so who was still alive when they were making the movie. So they had to tell her the movie was about something else because they didn't want to tell her the reality that she was dying, that they were making a movie about her character dying. But here's the great spoiler alert: I will tell you this: her grandmother's still alive 6 years after being diagnosed with stage four cancer. I won't tell you what happens in the movie, but in real life. So The Farewell is the kind of film that when it toward the end of the year, people start seeing it on best of the year list or up for Oscar nominations, are going to go like, what is that movie? So see it now, because it is going to get that kind of consideration. And Awkwafina deserves best actress consideration. She's good in this film. So I'm giving this 4 stars. I haven't given a lot of 4 stars this year or any other year.
No, I got to see that. The Farewell.
The Farewell.
And where
theaters,
is that?
In theaters now, yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful film. And really, it's not a super weeper. It's not all about someone dying. It's about the celebration of that life. And as I said, just unbelievably funny stuff.
Funny. Okay, so then you've got one more. We just have a little bit of time here.
Very quickly, Sword of Trust. Mark Maron, the podcast superstar. He's on that Netflix series Glow as the manager of the Lady Wrestlers. He plays a pawn shop owner here who gets a hold of a Civil War sword that may or may not prove that the South actually won the Civil War. So there's a lot of good satire here about truthers and birthers and conspiracy theorists. It's very funny. 3 stars. So that's also in theater. So if you're looking for something little, smaller, different than The Lion King, you can check out Sword of Trust or you can check out The Farewell. It's a good, good weekend for movies.
It is. Get in the air conditioning, no question. All right, thank you, Richard Roper. We're going to check in with Kim Gordon in 2 minutes, see what's happening in the WGN Radio News.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm going to get gas. Going to get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Tastes great. Carnival wagon is rolling.
And makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it. I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Find me some peanuts and cracker jam.
It's the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVon. It's Richard Roper is here.
Sure,
the Carnival wagon is rolling, and we still love Coach Matt Nagy. Don't care what he did.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's worth staying. 48 days until the NFL season kicks off, so
amazing.
Very excited about that. But
I'll
we have the Carnival wagon rolling, and we're ready to drink. What's better on a hot, hot day than a cold cocktail? And the folks from the Bloody Mary Fest in Highwood are here joining us right now. We've got Jason Pirock. Welcome to the show.
There he is.
Jason.
He's the founder. He's the poobah. He's the king. He's the man.
You're the founder of the Eat, Drink, and Bloody Mary.
This is correct.
So you're just a lover of Bloody Marys in life?
Absolutely. I am an enthusiast. I blog about Bloody Marys. I'm on Instagram about Bloody Marys.
I knew I had a twin brother that I would find one day.
Absolutely.
And here he is.
I hear you love them as well.
I do. Well, you know, here's the thing, Jason. Anna knows this, our little group text here on the show. I send out sometimes, you know, some of my creations. Some of them don't work. I'll admit the Cheez-Its Bloody Mary was a noble experiment that didn't go wrong, completely right. But this looks like it's going to go completely right. We got a great variety here.
Do you have a pro tip to what makes a good Bloody Mary, or you can't really give out a universal, you know, kind of thing?
It's hard. It's all about preference, right? I mean, for me, a little medium spice, a little texture, a little chunkiness. You got to be mindful of how much alcohol you put in.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to overpower the mix.
This is true.
Right. Yep. Okay. And are they just a brunch thing, or do you think they're an everyday, all kinds of thing?
All day, every day.
Because I usually see people at brunch, but you don't always see them being ordered in the evening.
I feel like the Bloody Mary doesn't get its due. There's a Bloody Mary, there's anti-Bloody Maryites out there. It has this stigma. First of all, people see, you must be hungover. No. And also, it's like, what are you getting one at 6 o'clock in the evening for?
Yeah.
As if there's some sort of sundown law.
There totally is a judginess that goes
like, those stereotypes.
A Bloody Mary on a Sunday,
really?
What did you do last night?
Exactly.
Yeah, how late were you
at? In my case, it's accurate. But that doesn't mean that it's always accurate.
There should be no Bloody Mary shaming, right, Jason?
That's right. If they're serving them, I'm drinking them.
Thank you. So
good slogan.
We want to talk about Bloody Mary Fest. We also have with us here Francisco Gomez. He is the manager at Scotty's on Sheridan. Hey, Francisco.
Thank you for having me.
At some point, you're going to be introducing us to your creation, which looks spectacular, like an outrageously good Bloody Mary, and I don't even know what's in it. It's like there's like a whole deli counter on the top of it. It looks amazing. And Amanda's also here too, right, Amanda?
Yes. Hello.
Okay, and you're just here for moral support, or you got a special role? Because I know you have the whole Bloody Mary hat going on, and you're like spirit galore.
Just
so thank you for being here too, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's talk about it, Jason. You're the one who kind of knows the most about this, so tell us what people can expect. It's next Sunday in Highwood, which we always say on the show has a disproportionate number of great restaurants for such a small little area. Really great stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely, and lots of great events up there as well. So it's the Celebrate Highwood 10th Annual Bloody Mary Fest, the best of the best competition. So you can expect a People's Choice Award, a Judges Award. It's Sunday, July 28th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll be judging from 2 p.m. to 4, and then we'll be announcing the winners at 4:30. Event's free. It's family friendly. You just have to purchase tickets to get your drinks.
And you're in. Now, Jason, do you have, like, you know how for trials they have alternate jurors? Do you have alternate judges in case one of them gets a little too aggressive with the sipping, you know, and maybe halfway through the competition needs
to bow out?
Like,
I'm going down, people. I need backup.
I mean, maybe that should be you, right?
I'm thinking, saying, we'll talk, you know, just in case, because I want to make sure that the judges, you know, really appreciate this.
What qualifies you to be a judge at the Bloody Mary Fest in Highwood on July 28th?
You have to like Bloody Marys, I guess. Most of the people are their media. Some are in the alcohol industry. Myself, big enthusiast of Bloody Marys.
You must be the toughest because you've tasted everything. You know about everything.
He knows what he likes.
Wow.
I feel like,
it's
right?
Pretty tough. I'm not going to lie.
I like what you mentioned earlier, though, too, about with the spiciness, because I think there's a tendency sometimes, just like with other, you know, like with spicy food, where, give me the spiciest. That's not necessarily the best. It'll overwhelm the other flavors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And like I said, even with the alcohol, as much as maybe you want to go out and have a Sunday fun day or a Saturday fun day, you want to taste the mix, right?
Yeah.
You want to taste the flavors in there.
But I also don't like it when they don't give it enough kick, because and that's a problem too. Somebody's like, well, you know, a lot of people don't like spice. And I get it, they don't. But then it's got to have a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to have a little
something going
bit,
on there.
You can always add a little spice to your Bloody Mary. You can't take the spice out once it's in.
That's true. You can't unspice it. But what about the whole fact that this Bloody Mary bars have become a big thing? Have we noticed this, that it goes on? You know, you go make your own.
Yeah.
I don't really want to make my own. I want the bartender.
That's true.
I do too. Yeah. I mean, paying for that. You're paying for their creation, right? But it is fun to do the Bloody Mary bar with all the different garnishes and build it up super big and have a ton of fun with it.
There's a fine line between having fun with it and just wanting to do a photo op, which I think some of these are.
Yeah.
And that's fun. I've done it myself, but they're like, you know, look at this, 9 hamburgers and a small animal on top of my Bloody Mary. Okay, where can we drink it? We want to be able to drink it.
Right.
The garnish is important, but the mix is the most important.
And I like we're gonna get to this in a second, but I like when at least the things that are on top of it, when you take them out, there isn't like a third of the glass filled with Bloody Mary. Because it takes up all the volume. All right, let's talk about the first one you brought with you here. And this one has got like some fruit in it.
Yeah, so this one is
chopped up.
Washington Gardens. So this is like a gazpacho, kind of a take on the cold soup. So really chunky, it's thick, and we even brought a really thick straw to make sure you can get all the
flavors. Oh, you're right, yeah.
Delicious.
That's a great description. That had me prepared for it then.
Absolutely.
Jason mentioned the gazpacho type cold soup. That gets you ready. Because if not, you'd be like, what am I having here? What is going on?
It's got even cilantro in it, looks like, right?
Yeah.
And some olives.
Yeah.
And it totally is like a gazpacho tasting one. Very refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect for today. Yeah, that's the one maybe for today. That's terrific.
And that is from, you said,
Washington Gardens.
Okay, on Green Bay Road in Highwood. So they will be represented at the Bloody Mary Fest on July 28th in Highwood. And then the second one you have here.
Yeah, so this one is
looks more traditional.
Yeah, this one's from Toadstool Pub. They have won several times in the past at the festival, but it's a little bit more of a traditional take. And on top, we have a deviled egg. We got an olive pickle, some candied bacon.
I do like the pickle in the Bloody Mary.
Mine is not as good as this, but this is in the neighborhood.
Kinda these like are what
a
lot of.
I like to do a deviled egg, definitely a little bacon, a good spicy pickle helps a lot.
What is it about the pickle juice that goes so well with the Bloody Mary? It just does.
Yeah, that's terrific. It's the acidity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it just goes well with the
oh, there's that feeling flavor. When you got the whole bloody thing going and you reach into the fridge and you take out the jar of pickles and it's just the juice and a couple of half pickles swimming at the bottom.
It ruins it.
Oh, we're out of pickles.
It's not going to work. Run to the store.
That's terrific. And yeah, that definitely has classic traditional flavoring. I could see how that'd be a people's choice favorite because it's great, but it's also familiar.
Yeah. Everybody's going to like
that. Okay, I know that. I like that.
Absolutely.
And they all make their own mixes, and they're very secretive, I'm sure, about the mixes and protective of them and that kind of.
They sure are.
Gotcha. What did you say, Amanda?
Very competitive.
Yes. Yeah. Does it get really competitive?
Very secretive.
Like, do they have, like, little secret, like, rooms with, like, or areas where they have, like, no one can see exactly what they're putting in it? Like, how do they hide it from everybody else?
Well, they're typically batching them at their restaurants.
Bring them out. All right. I get it.
Probably, you know, maybe even leave a couple of phony recipes lying around so someone picks it up. Oh, so that's the secret. That'd be my move.
That's pro tip for Richard Roper. Yeah. All right, so we've just talked about Washington Gardens, and then the second one is from
the Toadstool
Pub, also in Highwood.
Good stuff.
We're going to get back with Jason Pirock and Francisco Gomez. Francisco is going to tell us about his Bloody Mary. He's at Scotty's on Sheridan. We'll find out more about that and more about the Bloody Mary Fest in Highwood coming up. But let's check in with Kim Gordon, find out what's coming up in the news top of the hour.
And several Democratic senators took a tour of an immigrant detention center in Texas today.
All right. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Yes, and it's Friday, and Richard Roper is here from Roe on this hot Friday, and we're drinking cold Bloody Marys. Mm-hmm. And we're here with the fine folks from Highwood and also Jason Pirock. He is the founder of Eat, Drink, and Bloody Mary. He's a Bloody Mary pro. He knows everything about Bloody Marys, and he's just the guy to be telling us about the Bloody Mary Fest in Highwood that takes place, what, next Sunday, right?
Correct, yep.
All day long. We also have Francisco Gomez here with us, and you have brought your rendition of the best Bloody Mary in the world. And Richard, would you describe what looks like on top of this, please?
Well, I mean,
would you please
tell people
what's going on here?
I want to get this from Francisco. And this is Scotty's on Sheridan, of course, right?
Yes,
all I can say is this is now the seventh tallest building in Chicago, this Bloody Mary. And I'll leave it to you from
taller
there, Francisco.
Than the Trump Tower.
Tell us a little bit about this masterpiece. What goes into this?
Okay, we are created a Bloody Mary. We are our third year going to be on the participating, and we are created our Bloody Mary with a lot of garnish. We always go crazy with the garnish.
Mm. Yes, you do.
What is the most important, but the garnish too. And
you have like seven kebabs in here, stacked with seafood and bacon wrapped scallops.
Are we sure Chance the Snapper got out of town alive? Because I'm seeing all types of
there
seafood.
There is alligator
here.
In here. I'm
what,
sure.
What do we have here?
Today we have a bacon wrapped scallop. We have shrimp encrusted with the crab meat. We got sauteed calamari with garlic and olive oil. We have a caprese cabat, olives, a choice of olives with jalapeno, anchovy, blue cheese, and regular olives, asparagus, and like I told Jason, next time we're going to be crazy on the garnish. Like I say, you know, the flavor is the most important, but people love to see all this creation, and it's the second year we want the best garnish.
Nice.
Of the
competition. There's asparagus sprouting up. Every time I look at it, if you spin it around, there's something else.
It's like a caprese salad on a stick.
It's like a floral presentation.
It really is.
It's a centerpiece, right? You put that in the middle, everybody looks at it, and then you drink it.
And like I said, we came from Scotty's on Sheridan, and we have Scotty's on 21. The Sheridan is the one in Highwood. Is the one who's
so that's the one because you have to be from Highwood to be in the competition. So
and people go crazy with these garnishes.
I can only imagine. You got to bring it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were telling us before, because we talked about how it's hard to get a good Bloody Mary on an airplane, but you have a pro tip on that for us, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of mixes that I know of. They're seasonings. One is Devil Dave's. They do like a seasoning pack, and another is Air Bar 26.
So they're just like in little handy packets, like,
yeah, like little
bring
seasoning
it with you.
Packs. Yep, they tell you Devil Dave's is in a pack, and then Air Bar 26 has like little vials that you dump in, and there's instructions.
Maybe a conversation with TSA as you're going through, but you can explain this. What is this Devil
Dave's? Very important. Yeah.
But
this powder.
That is a great idea, and this is no slight to the airlines, but it's usually just a very basic Bloody Mary mix, and then they throw in a lot of vodka,
right?
Like your John Hamm and Mad Men, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like it's still not even red, the Bloody Mary. It's like barely pink. So that's a good pro tip.
Totally true. So do people get little samples at Bloody Mary Fest? You go around, because I imagine you want to taste so many of them. Do you get full sizes?
So you can do both. They have, so like I said, it's free to get in, but they also have tickets that you can purchase and then go around and buy either a full size drink with the garnish,
or you can
get a sampling, a smaller size.
Yeah, so
you can
pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is the 10th anniversary. This has been going on for 10 years in Highwood. I've been to the Pumpkin Fest. I've been to so many of the fests there. I've never been to this one before.
Yeah. And they have the Taco Fest going on this weekend. You want to go check it out.
There you go.
Highwood's got it going on. I mean, it really does.
No doubt
it
about
does.
That.
So what has won before? You say, are any of the ones we've just tasted winners?
Yeah. So, theirs is
the garnish winner.
Yeah. The garnish winner. The Toadstool one has won before.
That's the people's choice.
Yeah,
the popular vote.
We always had people's choice, but we won the best Bloody Mary 2 years ago.
Very good. Congratulations.
How many competitors do we have? What are you looking at there?
There are 15 mixologists. And then there are more that will be there too, but only 15 are competing.
Got it.
And everybody's really a winner when we're talking about Bloody Mary Fest, right?
Come on.
There are no losers.
It's a good drink, isn't it? It's a perfect
drink.
And you can start early and not feel bad about it, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Maybe.
Until someone shames you and said, oh, really? What were you doing last night? Why are you having a Bloody Mary? How late were you out? What were you drinking? But that doesn't happen at the Highwood Bloody Mary Fest.
It's all love.
Because it's people love each other for their appreciation of Bloody Marys. So let's hope we can see you out there Sunday, July 28th. Jason, will you be out there? You're judging this year?
I will be out there. I'm judging this year. It's my first time judging, so I'm really excited.
Get ready, contestants.
Absolutely.
Dream
You're
come
like
true
the Simon
for the kid.
Cowell
Look at the
Bloody
kid.
Mary
it's a dream
Fest.
Come true for him right here.
He's like, wow.
He's beaming. He's beaming. I love it.
And Francisco, will you be? Oh, go ahead, Jason. You had something else?
And I can't forget to mention our sponsor. So we have Tito's Vodka is our vodka sponsor. We have Miss Mary's Bloody Mary Mix.
And they're a Wisconsin company.
Yep. And then Highland Bank and Trust is doing the ballot. So.
Great. And Francisco, will you be out there with your garnished, well-garnished Bloody Mary?
Yes.
Good man.
Francisco,
good
again, is Scotty's on Sheridan in Highwood. It's in Highwood next Sunday if you want to check out the Bloody Mary Fest. And Amanda, thank you, too. Thanks to all of you
for
coming in.
Thanks so much
for
having us.
And we appreciate it. Cheers. We're going to check in with Kim Gordon coming up in 2 minutes and find out what's happening in the news here on WGN Radio. It's the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper here in studio on this Friday. Happy Friday.
Hello.
Happy Friday, everybody. So just really quickly, that headline we were talking about earlier, the president tweeting out about ASAP Rocky. Who? I guess he's a rapper who is friends with Kanye West. Kanye got to the president, and now he's tweeting out to the very talented Prime Minister of Sweden, trying to get him to let ASAP Rocky go. But if you see the video, and I just saw it, of ASAP Rocky in the streets of Sweden, his bodyguards and he are involved in the beating up of some guy who tried to take a picture with him, and you can't tell directly if the rapper punched him, but...
So you're saying that there's just cause, at least, for ASAP Rocky's alleged... Do they have a TMZ Sweden? Is there like a Harvey Svedberg out there, you know, who's got a big drink and he's in a little tight t-shirt and he like gives us the scoop on everything?
I'm just glad we're taking time to address this pressing issue in the world right now.
Sure. Yeah. Good point, Kevin. Kevin Powell here in studio.
Kev's, and Lauren, by the way, please join us. Kev is still
Bloody Mary's
working
here.
On the. I gave him my super duper skyscraper bloody. He hasn't actually gotten any of the drinking yet. He's still eating. We think he had some shark.
There
just
is
now.
A lobster tail. Wow. There are bacon wrapped scallops. This is wonderful.
There's octopus. I can see octopus.
Yeah, there is. There's
a caprese salad on a stick.
Right.
All in one Bloody Mary.
Yeah, there may be even some vodka in there somewhere.
All right, they're telling me we got to get to this.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. We will. We shall do that. Checking in at
number five.
Tiger Woods spoke to the media after missing the cut following a one under second round of the Open Championship at the Royal
Portrush.
Thank you.
Portrush in Northern Ireland.
Perfect pronunciation. Yeah. I'm happy to have you guys here. He said he feels, you know, pretty good about where things are headed at the moment.
I just have to continue to do what I'm doing. You know, I've gotten so much stronger over the past year, you know, working with my physios and trying to get my body organized so that I can play, you know, at a high level. And, you know, like, you know, it panned out. I won a major championship this year.
You know, he's missed the past two cuts of the last two majors, the PGA, or I shouldn't say the last two. He missed two cuts at the PGA and at the British Open. All things considered, considering the amount of his personal life, the amount of surgeries he had to go through in terms of the back injuries, this was a really good year for Tiger Woods because he won the Masters.
Yeah.
I don't know what he thought he would win again, period.
Exactly.
He won the Masters again.
That?
So all things considered, a good year for Tiger.
He's got a new brand coming out called ASAP Tiger. It's going to be a whole cool thing.
The president's taking notice. We'll wait for his tweet on that. Checking in at
number four.
Today in the Oval Office, speaking of, President Trump said he'd be he's been contacted and asked to help ASAP Rocky, the rapper who's been in jail in Sweden since being detained July 5th on suspicion of assault. Trump talked about the support that the rapper has received from the public since news of his arrest and detention was made public.
ASAP Rocky is a situation in Sweden. Sweden's a great country. They're friends of mine. The leadership... And we are going to be calling. We'll be talking to him. We've already started. And many, many members of the African-American community have called me, friends of mine, and said, could you help? So I personally don't know ASAP Rocky, but I can tell you that he has tremendous support from the African-American community in this country. And when I say African-American, I think I can really say from everybody in this country, because we're all one.
Oh, yeah. Now he's unifying. Okay. Now he's unifying. I would see, I would never last in the White House press pool because I would have said, okay, name three. Name three African-Americans. You can't say Kanye. Name three others who called you. Go. We'll wait.
Just hearing him say ASAP Rocky is just funny to me. It's just, it's the whole thing.
Imagine
wild.
That call.
We have a bonus cut, guys, before we start getting judging on this. And let's hear this.
I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky. Actually, the one who knew about ASAP Rocky was our first lady, right? She was telling me about, can you help ASAP Rocky? Do you want to give a little statement on that? If you're
well, we're working with State Department, and we hope to get him home soon.
That's great.
Has everybody seen the videotape? I mean, they need to look at the videotape. I mean, I can understand why Sweden is holding him. I'm not saying that he should be charged. I don't know that he threw a punch. But the Swedish fan who apparently walked up to him to try to get a picture or an autograph or something, his bodyguards, like, beat him up pretty badly, and he's right in the middle of it. So, I mean, let's hope Sweden does the right thing, but I don't know if presidential involvement's the right way to go on this. I'm just saying.
Melania, all over this.
Yes.
There's something going on in that West Wing, let me tell you.
All right, checking in at
number three.
Yes.
We're going to, actually, I've just been told, let's take a break here. We'll come back and do your three, your two, and your one in the top five at five. But first, at this moment, let's check in with Kim Gordon, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
For the sixth day in a row, President Trump continues his attacks on four congresswomen of color.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday, 9 a.m. WGN-TV.
It's the Rokon Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. We've got Richard Roper in studio, Lauren Lapka, and Kevin Powell came in. The kids, as we've got the Bloody Marys rolling from the Highwood Bloody Mary Fest. Right now, caller number 19, 312-981-7200. You win four passes to the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention, July 26th. That's next weekend through the 28th. Hilton Chicago is where it's at. We're going to be out there. It's so much fun, featuring current players, alumni, autographs, interactive stuff, all kinds of stuff to check out, photo sessions, big opening ceremonies, Q&A panels, exhibits, lots to check out. Blackhawks.com. You won't be disappointed. Purchase your passes if you'd like at Blackhawks.com. Check it out right now. Good luck. Caller number 19.
Nice.
Kevin
and I got some our eyes on some broken DeBrincat hockey sticks and I think some old Patrick Sharp hair gel still. Is they like to put some of the items there available.
Real blood from the ice when Andrew Shaw took one of the
things. Yeah. Anything for any Blackhawks fan.
We're in the middle of top 5 at 5 and we're checking in at
number 3.
So if you're a huge fan of Netflix Stranger Things, and I know a lot of people are, you may have already binged the show's whole third season, which debuted July 4th. In fact, the streaming giant claims. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I had
in like a day or two.
Talking about this the other day.
Ruined Christmas now. You opened all your
Don't
presents.
Say
now
a
you
thing.
Have to wait a year and a half, young lady.
I still won't say anything.
Netflix claims that just days into its release, 40.7 million accounts had tuned in to watch the continuing adventures of Mike, Jane, Dustin, Lucas, and Will. Fans have watched the Upside Down gang grow up. They were just little kids, right, when this whole thing started?
Yeah, they got so big.
Fast.
Yeah.
Along they grew up so fast.
Oh, those kids. Oh, jeez. Along with their real-life alter egos, Finn, Wolfhard, Millie Bobby Brown, Gaten Mazarazzo, and Caleb McLaughlin and Noah Schnapp. They so have their adult co-stars, like David Harbour, who plays Jim Hopper.
You know, it's interesting to watch. It's almost like, you know, you plant seeds in a garden and you think like, oh, this seed is going to be this and this seed is going to... And then you're just wrong about all of them. So all the ideas I had about them and for them when I was starting the first season have all... They've all changed and gone in different directions. And that surprise is, you know... It has its pluses and minuses.
It is so weird. They have changed the game for child actors.
They're so good.
Oh, my God.
They're really
scary good.
They're really good. And it's interesting. David Harbour, who's been around for a long time, but this has been such a great role for him. But what he speaks about, too, when you think about it, those adults, they spend so much time with those kids over the course of these filming. It's like Modern Family, which is going to in its 11th year. And they really have a parental feeling about about the kids as they're growing up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. How old would the oldest be right now, would we say? Like in Stranger Things.
I feel like 15, 16?
Like, yeah. Like exactly. High school age or whatever?
So weird. Yeah, even their voice, you know how they start to
sound. Yeah.
Right.
Like a little but it still works. It still works.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm going to get on my bicycle now.
Right then it happened. They dropped. Right there, on set. Cut.
Yes, I know.
Okay, Finn, we're going to have you do that again. No
voice
problem.
Coach,
I got this.
Come on
I got
in.
This, man.
We need
you.
You
can shave your mustache.
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club stopping by.
Oh, gosh. But it's good, right, Lauren?
Oh,
no spoilers,
God.
But you're...
She loves
what
it.
Would you say?
So good. I think it was the best season yet.
Wow.
And I think a lot of people were like, oh, how are they going to keep going? Oh, yeah. They're going to
keep
going.
They figured it out.
Yeah. They had their little teaser at the end, so there's definitely another season coming.
All right. Now I'm interested. I'm intrigued. All right. Checking in at...
Number 2.
A Chicago artist, listen to this, developing a following using the streets as his canvas for mosaic art, put to a practical use. He's filling potholes. Jim Bachor said he learned the mosaic creation technique in Italy. First attempted to use it to patch a pothole in 2013. Bachor said people generally just don't question him while he's in the process of creating the pothole art, which he then goes ahead and, of course, posts to Instagram.
I used to be very paranoid because it's like people are looking at me wondering what I'm doing. But, you know, people have their own lives and doing their own thing. And I clearly look like I'm supposed to be here. But as the campaign's gotten more and more popular, I'll be out in place somewhere and someone across the street will be, I know what you're doing, or, you know, I like your work, or that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I still don't know if it's legal or not, but I have had discussions with police through the years, about a half dozen, and once they know what I'm doing, they don't have an issue with it.
Yeah. Ron
as
Swanson.
As long as you're filling the pot.
Right. Yeah, why would you
Ron
complain?
Swanson there. I've actually commissioned him to fill the hole in Kevin's heart so he can learn to love again.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. What a sweet gesture.
Just a personal project
Things
of mine.
Yeah.
I'm curious. You gotta go check out that Instagram page.
It's a big hole.
Well, Kevin just watches A Star Is Born the trailer for the new Top Gun, and
goose.
He gets all mushy inside, and it just, you know.
I watched Top Gun last night.
The trailer?
So good.
Oh, the first one in advance prepare yourself.
Because you got to watch the first one if you're going to see the second one.
Yeah, it's
something to look for when you watch the Top Gun from 30 years ago. Tom Cruise's teeth were just in the early stages. Because if you look at him when he was really young, right. They had to do tons of work. They're just halfway done with the dental work.
He totally looks different. That's true, his teeth.
And Kelly McGillis, who plays his lover, she had to keep her hat on in some of the scenes because she had gone off to do another movie, then they had to do reshoots, so they had to put a baseball cap on. Just a little inside stuff for you guys to look for.
All right, quickly, we have a bonus cut here. We got to get to that. We're going to skip that, I've just been told, because we're running out of time here in the top five of five, so let's get right to the...
Number one.
Word to the wise, next time you get in an Uber, maybe it's time to ask about your driver's secret talent. That seems to have worked out for South African driver Menzie Mgoma. In passenger Kim Davey, who has helped Mgoma find a global stage for his opera singing abilities after ending up in his car and being wowed by his amazing voice. Oh, how about that?
That's pretty good.
Woo!
Two stars.
Two? Are you kidding?
Yeah, let me out here. This is my show.
Thanks to some viral exposure after Davey shared a video of her musical ride on Facebook, Mgoma has become something of a local celebrity and even recently released his first single, the pop-leaning Feel the Love, which still showcases the operatic vocals.
That's a good
it's
turn.
It's danceable opera.
This is my stop right here. This is definitely my stop. I don't care what the Google Maps says.
Oh,
just drop me off.
I'm going. I'm going all the way downtown at this point.
Meantime, you just missed the 35th Street exit. Yeah, now we got to go to 47th.
Drop me
singer.
Off. Oh, my God. Drop me off.
You just got to start singing along and be like, okay,
Take a left at the lights. Take a right at the stop sign.
That man's got talent. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.